Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back to your weekly wellness radio. Let's talk about it for Imperial Valley and Mexicali Valley. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm Maria Wyatt and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Hi, welcome back. Thank you so much for listening. Today we're joined by Don Gorham and Susan Ireland, and the topic is smart recovery because September is Alcohol and Drug Recovery Month. So we brought you a series of shows. You can always go back and access those shows on podcast. And we've got an email.
Yes, which I don't have.
I do it. I got it. I got it in my head. wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us.
Awesome.
wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us. You can always chat with us there. If you've got additional questions for our guests, we can hook you back up to them.
And, of course, we're always looking for suggestions for the radio show.
Sure, sure. So give us shoot us an email. Our people will talk to your people. Welcome back. Welcome back, Don. Welcome back, Susan. Welcome back, Smart Recovery. We were kind of talking on the break, and it sounded like a good idea to maybe stop and just play around with some of these tools. I mean, we talk about these tools, and it sounds like you got like 1,015 of them.
Yes, and then, but also, let's just, for our listeners who just tuned in and missed the first part of the show, Smart Recovery is a support group. And what makes it different from other support groups is that Smart Recovery gives you several tools that you can use to cope and to manage your drug use and hopefully stop, abstain from doing your drugs. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you don't have to be in trouble to go.
Yeah. Let us. How do you get into Smart Recovery?
You could just look us up online, or you could go to Behavioral Health and get or actually almost all the recovery agencies and get one of our brochures, and you could just show up at any one of them.
What she meant was all you have to do is Google Smart Recovery and you'll...
Yeah, you'll
Smart
Google
Recovery, Imperial County, Imperial Valley?
SmartRecovery.org.
Okay.
We do not yet have our website. We just barely got our logo.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, as soon as we get our...
So, how does that work? I mean, anybody can go in there. Do they have to be... Is there a charge? Is it free?
It's free.
Okay.
It's free, and...
That's the most important, because a lot of people we might talk a little bit about the stages of change, but the people who are in the first stage is that, you know, they're pre-contemplation. They don't want the treatment, they don't know, and they might use a lot of times, well, I don't have the money to go into treatment. I don't have money to get any type of services. You guys, Smart Recovery...
Are free.
It's free, completely free.
Completely free.
Wow. That's amazing. It's rare at this. You don't even go anywhere and find anything free.
So for people who are questioning, you don't need a judge or a law enforcement officer to help you to get these meetings.
No.
You could just go yourself.
Yes.
Save yourself the trouble. Put that on your cost benefit. Huh.
Are you getting people from all the community, you know, different types of people, or just everyone?
Everyone from everywhere.
Okay.
We have, I do believe it's 9 volunteers, and then the rest, most of them are court mandated for support groups, or some of them are therapy mandated for some type of support. But in our LGBTQ meeting, we have
those are all volunteer.
Okay. Yes.
Well, wow. So you do have groups for a special population or different types of population?
Yes, we do. We have a co-occurring group. We have a population or a youth group from 14 to 17. We also have one for young adults, which is 18 to 25. And then we have our adult groups, which is 25 and up. We have a group in a halfway house that just deals with the federal probationers in the halfway house. And
do you have any groups for women?
We had a women's group. It's available upon request. Okay. Also, we have a family and friends group available upon request.
And you also have an LGBT group.
We have 2 LGBTQ meetings. One's for the young adult, 18 to 25-year-olds, and then we have one for the adults.
And you're serving our First Nation people, our indigenous community out in the Yuma area, yes?
Yes, we have 2 meetings going in Yuma to serve the Native Americans.
Great.
Wow.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.